Across the country, more than 24 colleges and universities are converting the energy that athletes expend while using exercise equipment into energy, electricity. That power runs straight into a building's power grid. One of the schools, Drexel University in Philadelphia, where we've reached Ann Simmons, Director of Recreation there. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's an honor to be with you.
So how much electricity can, let's say, an elliptical trainer or a treadmill really generate?
It's capable of 50 watts of energy over a typical 30-minute workout, and it can hold a light bulb for 2.5 hours.
So if it's 3 a.m. and nobody's using the treadmill or the elliptical trainer, does everything go dark?
That's correct.
Really?
Well, in the one area that we have designated in our facility where we have the equipment set up, it's a company called ReRev that has done it for us here at Drexel, and they've retrofitted a number of our cardio elliptical machines to generate power in that area of the building.
Can the power be stored?
Yes.
So, in other words, some guy doesn't have to pedal a stationary bike to keep your lights on there at Drexel.
That's correct.
The students know they're doing this?
Actually, it was the students' idea. They came to the athletic department during the construction of the facility and had this idea. Drexel is a very entrepreneurial university, and we're open to the students' ideas, and they're the ones who take a lot of pride in it that it exists here.
Mr. Simmons, I must ask, is this just a gimmick?
I think there's definitely a part of this that's for awareness, to bring the awareness factor to people of what's possible. Mm-hmm. But it does work, and we do generate power and are able to store it, so there and it's proven.
Mm. So even if the exact amount isn't impressive, you think it's kind of the wave of the future?
Absolutely. Picture if every piece of equipment we were using, we were harnessing that energy, from the rowing machines to the treadmills to the exercise bikes to 3,000 people a day exercise in our facility, and right now we're only harnessing the power of a small amount.
Is it saving money?
We're not seeing that type of savings right now. I think over time, if we increase the amount of energy that we're generating from the equipment, we could. I think primarily it's an awareness campaign.
Mm. You know, I know some people who go into a gym just to sit in the schwitz, as we call it, the steam bath. No way of harnessing that, is there?
No, not at this time. Maybe in the future.
Mr. Simmons, thanks very much, and good rowing to you, sir.
Okay, very good.
Dan Simmons is Director of Recreation at Drexel University in Philadelphia. This is NPR News.